The alliance decision to begin formal talks over a possible deployment of the THAAD missile system in South Korea was announced in the wake of the recent satellite launch by the North. South Korea insisted that the possible deployment will be only operated against North Korea. THAAD is the United States Army anti-ballistic missile system designed to shoot down short, medium, and intermediate ballistic missiles as they approach their targets. The missile carries no warhead, but relies on impact to destroy the incoming missile. Yang Xiyu with the China Institute of International Studies said the THAAD system seemed an overreaction if the only targets were North Korea's missiles.
短程导弹就足以覆盖韩国全境。
A short-range missile from the DPRK is able to cover the entire peninsula and poses a threat to the South, but it is not something the THAAD is designed to deter.
The United States has deployed THAAD units in Hawaii, Guam, and Turkey, and is reportedly in talks with Japan over a possible deployment. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi spoke out against the latest move in South Korea, suggesting there might be other motives concealed behind the deployment.
To be very honest with you, it doesn't require experts to know this. Ordinary people would know that the deployment of the THAAD system is not just to defend the ROK. It has a wider agenda, and it may even serve the possibility of targeting China.
Professor Yang Xiyu explains that THAAD uses satellite surveillance and advanced long-range radar to detect incoming missiles, a capability that could also extend well into China and Russia.
萨德导弹这个它的目标它的意图
The THAAD is in fact targeting the ballistic missile systems of China and Russia. Therefore, this deployment is not just a threat to any specific country, it is a threat to the strategic stability of the whole region. Of course, it will put China's security at risk.
Pyo Kwon-hai, an expert on Korean Peninsula affairs, believes the possible deployment in South Korea could indeed serve the interests of the United States.
其实总体来讲啊，朝核问题啊，只是一个影子，一个表象。
In general, the tension on the Korean Peninsula is used by the U.S. as a tool to service strategies that are aimed at driving a wedge into the relations between China and South Korea, pushing forward with its rebalance to Asia-Pacific and enhancing the triangle alliance between itself, South Korea, and Japan.
Yang Xiyu with the China Institute of International Studies added that the new deployment in South Korea will not be a quantitative addition to the U.S. missile defense, but a qualitative change that will trigger future changes in regional strategic situation. But he is confident that China would have its own strategy amid such a threat.
中国今后会从两个方面加强努力，一方面呢
China will make extra efforts in two aspects. One is to step up the defense budget and improve its self-defense capabilities. The other is about diplomacy. China will strive to realize the goal of denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula while helping maintain peace and stability in the region.
It's reported that talks over any THAAD deployment may start next week. For CRI, this is Robin.